This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The first phase of India's Census 2027, world's largest population census exercise, begins from today. This is the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. The census is being conducted in two phases. Phase 1 of house listing and housing census will be completed by September this year. Phase 2 of population enumeration will be conducted during February next year, except for Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and states of Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, where phase 2 will be conducted during September this year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are the visual representation of India's civilizational journey. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while releasing the book Tides of Time, authored by Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy in New Delhi. The Vice President noted that the book captures the timeless beauty and the professional symbolism of the parliamentary murals. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West. He added that India's ancient texts clearly testify that the concept of democracy is not new to the country. Speaking at the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that India's rich heritage and glorious history serve as a source of inspiration for future generations. He said the Parliament is not only a platform for discussion and dialogue, but also a centre of inspiration for future generations. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar over the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment FCRA Bill 2026. When the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members were on their feet demanding a rollback of the bill. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju alleged that the Congress and Communist parties in Kerala are spreading misinformation on FCRA, saying it is not appropriate. He said the original major amendment to the FCRA was brought in 2010 by the Congress government, and since then several amendments have been made. Mr. Rijiju said the current amendment aims to ensure better regulation of foreign contributions and their proper utilization. Odisha is celebrating its 91st Foundation Day, Utkal Divas, today. Odisha has a special place in Indian history because it was the first state created on the basis of language, giving identity to Odia-speaking people. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people of Odisha on its statehood day. In a bid to transform Nangal into a hub of modern infrastructure, skill development and tourism, the Punjab government has decided to construct a glass bridge over Satluj Lake in Nangal town of the Roper district of the state. A total of 75 crore rupees development package was rolled out by the government yesterday. This is stated to be North India's first such glass bridge. In Jammu and Kashmir, an unidentified terrorist has been killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist operation in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district last night. An army spokesperson said that joint operation was launched by the army and J&K police on the basis of specific input about the presence of terrorists in the Arahama area of Ganderbal. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States will end war on Iran within 2 to 3 weeks. Speaking to the press, Mr. Trump said that U.S. military's Operation Epic Fury will be concluded soon. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals today in the fifth match of the IPL cricket in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 2% higher in the noon trade today. The Sensex surged over 1,400 points to 73,377, while the Nifty rose 420 points to 22,750 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, metal and IT were leading the charge. And that is the end of this news bulletin.